You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Look, I think the president has a lot to brag about. And yes, I say brag, because for the first time in my lifetime, we have a president who's going to eliminate lead pipes, a president that is going to ensure that every child gets a head start and a healthy start. But while we're not celebrating all of his successes, we're basically focused on the next election. And we know that that's 289 days away. So I give him high marks for the first year. He hasn't accomplished everything he wanted to. But by the way, he's only in the first year of a four-year term. So this is going to be a key year for President Biden.
This year is going to be a key year for the world. Those are the words of a Democrat strategist formerly, now with ABC contributing, Donna Brazile. This is January the 25th, 2022. We're just breaking that, according to what I've got here in front of me from CNN, the White House says a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains imminent, even as diplomatic efforts to defuse the effort continue. I wish I could tell you right now if we are or are not going to have battlegrounds around Ukraine involving Russia and perhaps U.S. troops. 8,500 are going to be dispatched somewhere in the area. NATO forces apparently going to be going in, but they're not planning on facing off against Russian troops in Ukraine. They plan on going into Poland, other countries nearby, just as a standby. This may still be just a show of force, but we're going to continue watching it. And here you have Donna Brazile, obviously a political hack for the Democrats, always has been. Remember when she was working with the CNN and gave advanced questions on one of the interview sessions, I should say the debate sessions, when Trump and Hillary were debating each other? She kind of gave Hillary some of the questions and later said, I did not. I'm a Christian woman. I said I didn't do it. You got to believe me. I'm a Christian woman. She did. And she later did admit it. Well, Christians make mistakes. We're all sinners. I'm going to grant that. But we've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Now, my voice is still not quite recovered, but I'm going to do the best I can. And there are a lot of materials I wanted to do today. We may have to shift simply because I'm not sure if my voice can cover it. But I'm not going to give up. We're going to be here fighting every step of the way. So you can continue watching if you're watching live at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook YouTube channel. Again, that's Larry Connors USA Facebook YouTube channel, or continue listening. But we're going to get into several subjects which do demand our attention. One of them happening today, the FDA suddenly deciding to strip the use of monoclonal antibodies and say you can no longer use them. That's a big hit on Florida, a red state. Surprise, surprise. And why? They apparently made this decision based on a non-peer scientific review, simply complaints basically from two other companies working on monoclonal antibodies. You smell something there that smells a little ripe? I do too. We'll get into that. And Ron DeSantis is very upset over it, and rightly so. But then we're also going to be joined later in this hour by Doug Badger of the Heritage Foundation. Doug has an expert knowledge on policy making, and he's got a piece out he just put out for Heritage. The CDC has destroyed public trust by pushing obvious falsehoods. I certainly agree with that, and I think you will as well. Doug Badger later. Then also, before we wrap up today, you're going to hear from John Lott. He's with a crime group that he put together years ago, and they're going to be looking at some of the gun laws that exist out there and talk about all the falsehoods of gun violence and the fact that we continue to have the violence because we have people that are stupid in using guns, not because of the guns. He has a book out now called The Gun Myths. Well, I want to hear from him because he certainly is of the belief that, once again, it's being used as an excuse. We've got a lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Early this morning, thousands of Floridians woke up to news that their appointments to get treatment for COVID-19 infection were canceled by the Biden administration, which outright revoked authorization for two very popular monoclonal antibody treatments that the state of Florida really pioneered over the summer and that we've worked hard to make available to our residents who needed treatment. Mind you, the number, the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected and many of them are high risk. Now, they are relying...
we got an interruption there, but they are relying upon information from another group that is basically pursuing its own monoclonal antibody treatment. And according to Governor Ron DeSantis, you were just listening to, this is not peer reviewed. It has nothing to do on any bearing of what they've been doing. They want to claim that the monoclonal antibody treatments they've been doing in Florida are not that effective. Well, a lot of things are not that effective lately. But folks want to have and should have an opportunity to make their own decision if they can, in fact, get it. Doesn't mean they're going to be able to. Doesn't mean once they get it, it will help. But they want that opportunity. That's why in Florida, they opened up so many of these clinics and were providing it. And a lot of folks were coming into Florida from different places to see if they could get the monoclonal antibody. The FDA did not provide citations for the data in any press release. I can't stress that enough. They just simply said a ban, at least for now, the use of monoclonals produced by Regeneron and Eli Lilly. Again, they've been used as emergency use authorization in Florida. And now the regulators said the most recent information and data show the treatments are, quote, highly unlikely to work against the Omicron variant of the Chinese Communist Party virus. They can only be used on those likely to have been infected or exposed to a different variant. And since Omicron is currently national or dominant national, the antibodies cannot be used anywhere in the U.S. at this time. And again, the FDA did not provide any citations for the data in its press release. They updated fact sheets for healthcare providers, letters to companies. In fact, I was on the phone. I'll tell you, I've been obviously fighting a sore throat. I have had vaccinations, too. I have not had the test yet to see if I might have Omicron. It wouldn't surprise me. But it's kind of like the flu or anything else, or just something like a sore throat. I feel fine. I'm not that fatigued. I can do this job. The only failure I have at this point is my voice. And I appreciate you putting up with it. But I was talking to a doctor I'm going to see at 4 o'clock today. They're going to run a few tests and see what best how to treat my throat, my voice, because everything else is fine. And as we're talking, I mentioned to the doctor, I said, you're aware that the FDA just pulled monoclonal antibody treatments? And the doctor said, wait, yeah, I see it. It just popped up on my phone. That's how they're finding out across the nation, in addition now to newscast programs of this nature as well. Well, the Florida Department of Health said that the, quote, abrupt decision means all these state-run monoclonal antibody sites will be closed until further notice. And Ron DeSantis had some additional points on that to make. Ron DeSantis speaking out.
Them are high risk. Now, they are relying on revoking this and pulling the rug out from under people on a single non-peer-reviewed, non-clinical study that was actually done by a consultant for a rival company to the other two monoclonal antibody treatments. This is not based on a clinical trial. This is not even peer-reviewed. And so this is something that they claim shouldn't be used because we have Omicron. And what we would say in Florida is we have had people use it and we've had good results. It's not 100%. We understand that. But you also don't even know when someone goes in whether it's Omicron or still the Delta. Yes, mostly in Florida, it's going to be Omicron at this point. But it's really a reckless decision.
I could not second that stronger than what he just said. A reckless decision. Pulling something from the public who wants it. And it's not causing deaths. It might be saving deaths. It might not. It might fail, like so many of the other things they've been passing around. In fact, I'm going to be joined later in this hour, and you don't want to miss this. Doug Badger has spent 30 years doing policy on health with the White House, Department of Health and Human Services, is an expert on that area. He's going to join us. He's also with the Heritage Foundation. But he just finished a piece that was published in the Daily Signal, and the title should tell you everything. In fact, it absolutely mirrors what we're seeing happen right now. Said the CDC has destroyed public trust by pushing obvious falsehoods. Now, the CDC, obviously, in the process of dealing with monoclonal antibodies, I should say, I'm not sure where they stood exactly, but the CDC has changed direction so many different ways, It's a weather vane and a hurricane going around and around and around. Kind of like sitting there also watching a roulette table. You don't know where the marble's going to drop. It might drop on your number. It might not. It might drop into your number and then bounce out and land 4, 6, 12 numbers down the row. And yet you want to take your chance because you think it's something you and your physician had decided to be good for you. No more. At least for now, they say. But again, Ron DeSantis pointed out they're doing it because they don't think it's that effective, according to the FDA, with the Omicron variant, which is more prevalent now. But also, it's being done without any peer review, any actual evidence whatsoever. And the monoclonal antibodies being used now, or monoclonals, are being produced by Regeneron and Eli Lilly. But GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Technology are also available, or at least trying to get some approval. And then you've got separate antiviral pills by Pfizer and Merck. All of these are underway. All of these. Any one of them, one that might work for you, might not work for someone else. But one of the authors that is now saying, put a stop to using monoclonals right now because Regeneron is maybe not going to be that effective. Right here, you can't see it, but if you're watching at Larry County's USA YouTube channel, I'm holding it up and I've got I'm making a note right here on the sentence I'm going to read to you because it's clearly right here and it points out one of the authors of these studies that have said that maybe they should be pulled previously worked for Regeneron. Now, what does that tell you? Regeneron, in its statement, said the company continues to progress next-generation antibodies that are active against Omicron, Delta, and other variants of concern, and could be coming in future months. They've been used so far under emergency authorization, just as your vaccines have been under emergency approval. And yet the FDA and the CDC and the government, the White House, has said you need to get vaxxed. Not one vax, but two vaxes, then maybe a booster, and then maybe a mask. We'll come back to the mask issue a little bit later. There's no doubt, and it's clear that the American public has to be very confused right now. We don't have anything anymore at this point that will tell us this is fact and this will stand. The reason being partly because of evolution of the disease. I'll understand and accept that. But what I see in play too often right now is politics and control. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I know most of you aren't. But whenever something seems to be working and it does not need to follow the directive the government gives you, and then they cancel it and say, you can't do that anymore, I have to wonder, why not? Who's making dollars off of this in the process? I'm looking at some of these other stories that are coming across about this thing. Right now, depending on which source you go to, and I'll go to all of them. I check all of them. I don't center on only one source. And I encourage you to do the same. Always check various sources. I appreciate you listening to this program, but don't rely just on what you hear from me. But here they have, like on CNN, they want to talk about a GOP candidate's wild COVID conspiracy theory, and they put it right up at the top so you can't miss it, because they want you to think that this is a GOP House candidate that has a wild COVID-19 conspiracy theory that basically is stating that COVID-19 was a bioweapon meant to convert the U.S. to socialism until we're no longer a Christian nation. I want to add something on that for a moment. Obviously, I don't accept that candidate's belief that that's why we have COVID-19. But I will tell you this. Regardless of how we end up resolving and moving on past the COVID-19 scare of today or tomorrow, the next few days, be it called COVID, Delta, Omicron, you know where my praise is going to go when it comes to an end? Science and doctors and researchers, I'll give them their credit. But my real praise will go to God. Not just for this nation, but for the world, to put an end to it. And God has that kind of control. He can use people and science for his benefit. In the past, he's used enemies of Jews to correct them in their habits, as he saw it in the Old Testament. All my praise is going to go to God. But I also say you need to check every availability that you can. And then we have the mask issue, which is going to get as nasty as I told you it might. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So we have out of New York, you know, the governor, the new governor Hochul, issued her own, well, she didn't issue it. De Blasio put it in effect before he left office, that you had to have a mask on. And of course, you also had to be vaccinated and show proof of your vaccination to enter a Broadway theater show or to go to a restaurant. Well, a New York judge late yesterday ruled that the effort to reinstate the mask mandate, because it had been rejected, is unlawful, therefore void and unenforceable. In other words, in December, she said they still will be required in all indoor public places in the state unless the business implement a vaccine requirement. That came after she was in office, and Cuomo, I said de Blasio earlier, the Cuomo, former governor, was removed. Well, now a state Supreme Court judge said the State Department of Health did not have the legal authority to implement the mandate, should never have been approved by the state legislature. Remember, Cuomo put that into effect under emergency powers. And then in New York City, they still have it in effect, that you have to be vaccinated and show your proof of vaccination when you go in. Here's where I'm going with this. We now have more and more of these new N95 masks are being distributed for free. They're going to be rolling them out probably starting next week, if not already. N95. They're telling you that these masks you've been wearing, they don't do you any good. Thought they were saying we had to wear them, they would help us. That's just one of the lies we've been getting from the CDC, and now they're saying, well, they don't really do anything. So if this is true, here's what you're going to end up getting, especially since the N95 is going to be provided by the government. Businesses, schools are going to say, if you have to wear a mask, you can't just wear a cloth mask. You can't pull your shirt up over your nose and your mouth. You've got to actually wear an N95 mask. Can you imagine children in school being told you've got to keep that on your face all the time you're in school, except when you're sipping and eating, and it better be quick? That's where we're going to be going with this. And Wall Street Journal pointing out something that should not be any surprise. 3M is one of the makers of the N95 mask. Sales are climbing. Oh, look at that. And lifting revenue as Omicron drives demand. Now, the government, again, is going to make them available through pharmacies, community centers for free. But then other people are buying their own. And they're like, a lot of the masks, once you use them once, twice, would you want to use it again? Would it still be effective? What do you trust that the CDC is telling you? Do you have reason to say they keep changing their mind? They're lying to us. We're not getting the correct story. Well, I've got a guest coming up in this next segment you don't want to miss. Doug Badger. He is saying that tens of millions have been relying on the CDC advice on how to deal with COVID-19, and now they're just absolutely lost. He points out a writer for 538 charges that the agency, quote, is mired in political influence. I told you before, when they say follow the science, medical science or political science? Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
And with a voice like Dallas ringing out, there's no way the band could lose. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, baby. You can feel it all over.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Glad to welcome Doug Badger with the Heritage Foundation. 30 years in White House and Department of Health and Human Services policymaking. Doug, glad to have you on board, sir.
Thanks for having me back, Larry.
Well, I'm looking at a piece that you wrote for the Daily Signal, and I gave a preview to the audience a few moments ago. But before we get into that in great detail, just today, it's almost as if you and I timed this event for today. The FDA comes out and says you cannot use these monoclonal antibodies that are currently in use already in Florida, and dozens, if not hundreds, were waking up today to find out that their appointments had been canceled. What was your first reaction when you heard that FDA had made that decision?
Well, I was very confused by it, and I will say that as I read into it, last week, FDA had an advisory panel meet and review the data. And what that advisory panel concluded was these particular monoclonal antibodies are not effective against infection caused by the Omicron variant. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't know whether they were correct or incorrect about that, but that is the basis, at least, for the FDA's decision.
Okay, let me break down. They're talking about those by Regeneron and Eli Lilly, and yet some of those writing on this report, one was a former worker with Regeneron that the FDA was following, and two worked for a couple other groups that are also working, GlaxoSmithKline and others that are still working on their monoclonals. So tell me how much here, and I warn this audience all the time, when they say follow the science, are we talking about medical science or political science.
Yeah, and that's been the hardest thing to figure out throughout the course of the pandemic. As I said, I did not review the evidence, the studies on which the advisory committee based its recommendations. And, you know, were there other factors? Were there conflicts of interest? I can't say that yes or no. The one positive thing is that they also granted an emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, which, unlike these, is a pill that you can take, a five-day course. The administration has ordered up 10 million courses of these, and at least in the clinical trials, it proved 90% effective against COVID-related hospitalizations and deaths. So it's not as though they're cutting off treatment for these diseases, but look, you're exactly right. This is incredibly disruptive to people who are
especially Florida, especially a red state like Florida. That's what I see.
Well, I'm a Floridian, Larry, as you know, and I'm a fan of our governor, Governor DeSantis. He is not the most popular guy in the White House right now, But again, I don't want to make an allegation. I can't back up. But you're right. This one looks one deserves a second look.
All right. Well, hey, let me rely upon your expertise and forgive my voice. I've been battling a sore throat. I've been vaccinated. I haven't been tested. In fact, my doctor said don't even bother getting tested right now. You probably have something that's just very common with the flu and or Omicron. It's not going to change one way or the other at this point, but later today I'm supposed to go get something for the throat. What help us understand the difference now between your piece titled "The CDC Has Destroyed Public Trust by Pushing Obvious Falsehoods." That's a very direct statement, the title. Tell us, help us understand the difference between what the CDC is deciding and doing versus the FDA, which sent out the order today to cease and desist monoclonal antibodies.
Well, the FDA, as I mentioned, is relying at least on advice from this advisory council. And again, you've raised some questions as to whether they made a good recommendation. With CDC, I mean, they're simply I don't want to be too cruel about this, but they're making things up. For example, if you go on the HHS website, they'll tell you how many hospital beds are occupied by people with COVID. Well, my wife, who is very well now, thank you, but when she was admitted to the hospital last month, the first thing they did was test her for COVID. Tested positive,
sure,
she would have been on this list of people with COVID. So number one, they don't know the difference between somebody who's there because of COVID and somebody who's there for an entirely different reason.
That has been our demanding question from the very beginning, if people died of COVID or with COVID, especially among the elderly, and especially, as you just pointed out. Now, I want to drill down on that more, but I just want a clear understanding. Who's in charge? Is the CDC in charge of the FDA, FDA in charge of CDC, or are they even playing field?
Well, they're even playing field in the sense that they both report to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and there's a division of labor. FDA decides whether a product can be introduced in interstate commerce. They have to determine it's safe and effective. The CDC makes recommendations as to its use. So the FDA says you can sell the Pfizer vaccine. The CDC then recommends who should get the Pfizer vaccine, and whether you should get boosters and so forth.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, I kind of rushed by, and I'm glad your wife is doing much better as well. Governor Hochul, when she came into New York, one of the first things she said, yeah, I looked at our hospital beds. We need to know who came in with Omicron or who came in with a broken ankle from a bicycle accident. They test them, as you pointed out with your wife, to see if they have Omicron. Yeah, they've got it. So they're listed under an Omicron case occupying a hospital bed, when that's not the fact.
No, it's not the fact. And here's the second point. You've heard the president say repeatedly, said it again last week, unvaccinated people are flooding into the hospitals and denying hospital beds to people who've had heart attacks and been in traffic accidents and so forth. Well, guess what? The CDC data don't distinguish between a vaccinated person and an unvaccinated person. So somebody who tests for COVID gets listed as occupying a bed because of COVID, and then they don't ever ask, well, was this person vaccinated or not? The data we have from Massachusetts, from the United Kingdom, from Denmark and other, guess what? A substantial number of people hospitalized because of COVID, these places make that distinction, are actually vaccinated or vaccinated and boosted. It's actually a majority of patients in Denmark and UK, and about 40 or 45% of patients in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So this is my problem with the CDC. Whoever is putting that line in President Biden's teleprompter about unvaccinated people denying medical care to others is absolutely stating a falsehood and is sowing divisions where, gosh, we need healing as a country. We need to be able to interact with each other and work some of these problems out, not start accusing each other of denying medical care to people who need it.
Well, to that point, in Boston, there's a patient, a father of two children, that's been removed from heart transplant list because he's not vaccinated and apparently either can't or doesn't want it. And they're just simply going to say, well, we're going to take you off a heart transplant list. Your children can just suffer living with no father if we not even going to bother with you anymore. And there are numerous cases, kidney transplant, things of this nature, that if the folks are not vaccinated, the hospitals are turning them away.
And that's a tough one on the transplant list because, as you know, there are more people who are waiting for those organs than those who than the supply can possibly help. And you and I probably remember Mickey Mantle getting to the top of the list for liver transplant,
right,
and we all
right.
know some of the stories. And the question is, do you give a liver to somebody who probably doing things that are not going to extend his life, certainly putting himself at risk or not. And some of these places are making a decision with respect to transplants that, look, there are other people on this list, and if we give it to somebody who is going to be immunocompromised and then they get COVID and they die from it, well, that's somebody on the list that didn't get that help. So it's a very, very complicated issue. I agree with you. I don't want these kinds of distinctions to be made, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. In that case, it's a little more tricky.
All right. I want to ask you something. We're coming up on a break. Can you hold through the break? Because I still want to ask you a couple things about masks. Can you do that?
Happy to do that.
All right, great. Well, you're listening to Doug Badger. He is with the Heritage Foundation. Has a piece that he just put out. The CDC has destroyed public trust by pushing obvious falsehoods. And among those are face masks. And when we come back, let's discuss these face masks that you've been wearing and what now you're going to be told you have to wear. And are we going to make children wear these on a daily basis? I mean, where the hell does it stop? Stand by for more with Doug Badger.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest is Doug Badger. Thanks for holding over with us. Doug Badger with the Heritage Foundation. I'm looking at a piece that was put out also in the Federalist recently, and your article appearing there, as well as, I believe, Daily Signal, I believe. The Federalist had run a headline back in November 2020. Many studies find that cloth masks do not stop viruses like COVID. And lead stories attempting to, quote, fact-checked it, slapped a red mask work label on it. The fact check even cited data from the CDC as to how effective the masks are, Now, last Friday, the CDC quietly admitted those thin cloth masks that they've been cheering really provide the least protection. Doug, this is right down the line of what you said earlier. We have been sold a bill of goods by the CDC, and they've destroyed public trust in an agency we rely on.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that it's happening, of course, during a time when there's a great deal of concern about a pandemic. You look to these guys to be straight with you and to give you solid advice. But just as with these misrepresentations of unvaccinated people overwhelming hospitals, on masks, the data have been out there for a long time. Vinay Prasad and others did a comprehensive review of virtually every study that's ever been done on the efficacy of masks against not only COVID but other respiratory viruses, and found that there's very little evidence for cloth masks providing any real effect. I mean, essentially the argument for the masks is, well, they don't hurt anybody, and maybe they might do some good somewhere.
And they can also be used to ostracize others who aren't wearing them.
Well, they certainly have become another point of division, another point of argument between people who are very, very fearful of this disease and listen to what the CDC says and accept it as the voice of science, and others who are going to be a little more critical and ask for the evidence that...
You mean you want facts? You really want facts? Come on, that ruins the narrative. But here's the other part. The Biden administration rushing forward to start providing free N95 masks. Wall Street Journal pointing out that 3M, which makes N95 masks, has been selling them briskly. Revenues are up. Are we going to see that you've got to be wearing N95, or you are also to be ostracized? And are we going to put kids in these daily when 0.002% of 8 million kids have died of COVID since the beginning?
Yeah, on the N95s, I mean, and KN95s, the administration's mailing one. I think maybe everybody gets one mask or two masks. You can't wear them forever. I did on a flight Newark down to Florida, and boy, it's pretty much ready for the trash can after that. So I'm not sure.
What about the kids? And what about putting kids into something like this for hours on end?
Well, this is unfortunately is another thing with the CDC. It is the only health body in the world, the World Health Organization, the European Public Health Organization. Nobody says to put masks on 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and they're even cautious in most places about masking kids under 12 if they're masking them in schools at all, which many countries stopped that practice a long time ago. CDC is just so out of step with everybody, including their peers in government public health agencies.
And speaking of being on planes, we've had Southwest CEO, United CEO testify, our air purification systems are good enough. You don't really need a mask while you're on the plane anyway, and yet it's still being demanded by the government and TSA for you to get on. I also saw a report that if you have a meter they check when they enter a hazardous situation that would start beeping if the gas might be poisonous or unhealthful, and they stuck one inside a mask, let some person breathe their own air for less than 30 seconds, it starts beeping like crazy. Final 30 seconds for you. What's good at this point, and what's to be believed?
Well, the good part, I think, Larry, is, as I said in my piece, it's not just people like me who have been skeptical of the CDC right along who are losing faith in them. It's also people who have followed their every recommendation. Things have gotten more and more garbled from the CDC, whether you isolate for 5 days or 10 days, different changing stories on masks and so forth. It's an opportunity for us, I hope, to begin to come together more as a people and demand a reasonable response to the pandemic that is fact-based and supported by the evidence.
All right. Doug, thank you very much for your extra time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll do it again. Doug Badger with Heritage Foundation. Again, his article in The Federalist, the CDC has destroyed public trust by pushing obvious falsehoods. The Daily Signal might be there as well. Coming up, are we on the edge of a war with Russia over Ukraine? Are we being played by Biden and Russia?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.